To it, I studied economics, but I found economic theory highly unsatisfactory because it failed to come to grips with this problem. Indeed, it went through great contortions to avoid it. Economics seeks to be a science. Science is supposed to be objective, and it is difficult to be scientific when the subject matter, the participant in the economic process, lacks objectivity. I was greatly influenced at the time by Karl Popper's ideas on scientific method. I accepted most of his views, with one major exception. He argued in favor of what he called unity of method. That is, the methods and criteria that apply to the study of natural phenomena also apply to the study of social events. I felt that there was a fundamental difference between the two. The events studied by the social sciences have thinking participants. Natural phenomena do not. The participants' thinking creates problems that have no counterpart in natural science. The closest analogy is in quantum physics, where scientific observation gives rise to Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. But in social events, it is the participants' thinking that is responsible for the element of uncertainty, not the outside observer. Natural science studies events that consist of a sequence of facts. When events have thinking participants, the subject matter is no longer confined to facts, but also includes the participants' perception.